There are only two independents in the U.S. Senate, Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Angus King of Maine. Alaska independent candidate Margaret Stock wants to make it three. Stock is running against Senator Lisa Murkowski for one of two seats representing Alaska. The other seat is held by Dan Sullivan, who's not up for re-election. Stock says she is challenging 14-year incumbent Murkowski because she has not adequately represented Alaskans in Washington, D.C.
She's more beholden to her political party, the National Republican Party, than she is to ordinary Alaskans who elected her to office last time. She's broken her promises to Alaskans, flip-flopped on a number of issues of importance to Alaska, and she's part of the problem in Washington right now. Washington's dysfunctional.
Stock has a list of ways that she says Senator Murkowski is not fulfilling her duties.
Right now, the United States Senate won't pass a budget, and they won't authorize the use of military force, and they won't fill vacancies on the courts. And when Antonin Scalia passed away earlier this year, initially she said she agreed with her prior written position, and then 2 days later she flip-flopped and said, no, it's an election year, we're not going to hold any hearings until after the presidential election.
Stock has lived in Alaska for 30 years. Her resume is impressive. Stock graduated from Harvard and Radcliffe Colleges in 1985, Harvard Law School in 1992, Harvard Kennedy School of Government in 2001, and U.S. Army War College in 2006. She served in the Army Reserve for 28 years before retiring with the rank of Lieutenant Colonel. She's also taught in the Political Science Department at University of Alaska Anchorage and at the United States Military Academy at West Point. Because Alaska state law prohibits independents from running in a primary, Stock's campaign had to collect a lot of signatures to get on the ballot. Her campaign collected more than double the signatures necessary. The 54-year-old is originally from Massachusetts, where she grew up in a large family.
My parents were not really well off. My dad got sick and eventually passed away when I was 15 years old. Family fell apart. I ended up in foster care. I was in a homeless shelter for 3 months as a teenager. I dropped out of high school. Eventually, a guidance counselor intervened and got me admitted to Boston University, even though I was a high school dropout. And after I completed a year at Boston University, my high school awarded me a diploma. And then I joined ROTC.
Stock went on to have a military career, which brought her to Alaska.
I was the military police operations officer when I arrived in Alaska in May 1986. And I was expecting to be up here for a 3-year tour of duty, but of course I fell in love with Alaska, and more importantly, I met my future husband.
Stock was admitted to the Alaska Bar in 1993. She's worked on a variety of cases involving everything from oil and gas to Alaska Native issues. After taking a pro bono immigration case, she became known for her work as an immigration attorney. In 2013, she was the fourth Alaskan and the only attorney to be awarded a MacArthur Genius Award for her work on immigration and national security issues. Stock says her experience has prepared her to work on national issues.
When I was working on the projects that gave rise to the award of the MacArthur Foundation Fellowship, I worked on a lot of legislation at the national level. I worked on bills that senators and congressmen were introducing. I drafted bills. I commented on bills. I testified in front of Congress.
Stock says as she campaigns, she's listening to the concerns of Alaskans, and they sound like this.
They're concerned about jobs. They're concerned about the environment. They're concerned about energy. They're concerned about education. And climate change is a big deal. And those are all issues on which I will do a much better job in Washington than any of the other candidates who are running for the U.S. Senate.
Stock's campaign slogan is all work and no party. And she says she'll live up to those words if Alaskans elect her on November 8th.
I'm a very hardworking individual. I don't come from a privileged background. I'm not a politician. Wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I got where I am today through hard work and education. And I will bring that approach to my representation of Alaskans in the United States Senate.
In Homer, I'm Daisha Eaton.